Account 1. They stepped out of the train at Dumport Station and felt drizzling rain. The sky was grey and overcast. Sana had her drawings safely stored away in her large plastic portfolio, and Sjoerd came along empty-handed to see their potential future home. The city looked grey and depressed from the platform of the station. The route to Sana's new school was filled with traffic and noise, and there was muddy water on the streets. The first road they walked through was filled with African shops, something he did not remember from their first brief encounter with Ghent, which they had a few years before. Back then, they were on their first holiday together, and it was a beautiful summer. Now things were different. Most of the shops in the street were night shops selling alcohol, cigarettes and snacks. As the couple progressed towards the historic center, there was more and more brown water on the streets. This was not how they remembered Ghent. They walked on through the city, over the slippery cobblestones, until they arrived at her new school. The school looked like a monastery to him. Sana was called into a classroom situated underneath the staircase. To kill time, Sjoerd strayed off onto the dimly lit staircase that concealed the classroom and walked past various sculptures. The first figure depicted a saint that looked like Sinterklaas. After this saint, there was an array of other figures that he did not know. Halfway the staircase, he recognized Saint George slaughtering a dragon in the stained glass window. To his right, there was a room that used to have an opening in the middle, but it was now covered with a DIY ceiling to close it off from the space beneath. This newly created room was now used to store more sculptures, weaponry, and part of a spiral staircase. At the end of the stairs, there was one more display case, which was filled with objects from Africa. While Sjoerd was looking at it, he was called back since Sana had finished her interview. Downstairs, she told him she got in, which meant they had to move to Ghent over the summer.